Kia ora and welcome back. I'm very happy to have in the studio Ray from Scorpio Books. How you going?
Oh, so good, Liam. How are you?
Very well. And happy birthday as well.
Thank you. It's a very important day.
21st, is it?
Of course. Today? Yeah, yep, absolutely. Yep. plus another 11.
Ooh,
I know, yikes. Horrifying. Yeah. But I feel good. I feel good about that.
That's no good.
And start of November
positive
as
mindset
well.
And all that. Yeah.
Yeah, spring's right here, like properly here. It's all good.
Are you a big like Christmas person? Are you excited for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm a big Christmas person, and I always feel like my birthday kicks off like summer.
Right,
like
that's
the end of the year now. We're just barreling forward into Christmas. Yeah. Like. Pretty much summer holidays from here on
Mariah
out. Like,
Carey
the
is thawing out for Christmas.
Exactly.
So we can hear it in every shop we go to.
Well, there's no Christmas carols at Scorpio Books.
Really?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we play them on like, but only on like Christmas Eve we'll start playing them. You know, very sensible. We're very constrained.
Yeah, no, well done. Someone's got to be mature. Anyway, tell me, what is today's book of the week?
Today's book of the week is After Sappho. Now, I'm going to have to read the author's name because it's quite a difficult name. It's After Sappho by Selby Wynn Schwartz.
Oh, what a name.
Yeah, what a name. It's a good one, eh? It's a novel. It was on the, like, so the one of the biggest awards in the book world is the Booker Prize. And they always release a long list called the Booker Dozen, which always has, like, 13 books on it. And then they cut it down to a short list, and then they pick a winner.
Right.
And this one was on the long list and not on the short list. Oh. But I always like to delve into the long list because sometimes I find the ones on the short list are a little like I've struggled there sometimes a little too like literary for me.
But
sometimes on the long list there's some real gems. So I was like delving through it and I saw this one and I was just fascinated by its premise. So it's a novel, it's fiction, but it's written like kind of like nonfiction in these tiny little kind of fragments of biographies about a bunch of different women writers and artists at the kind of turn of the century, so the end of the 19th century and into the start of the 20th century. So you get like slightly invented but also, you know, rooted in like historical fact about people like Virginia Woolf and Vida Sackville-West and all of these different writers and artists that were working in the time in Europe. And it's just fascinating. It's kind of narrated by this chorus. So after Sappho, Sappho was a ancient Greek poet we only really have like little fragments of her poetry left, like that have been translated.
Right, okay.
So when those poems get translated, it's like called, you know, fragment 102 because it's just like part of something.
Okay.
And then, this book was kind of written, it's kind of written in all these little fragments as well, little tastes of different bits of these people's lives. Some invented, some based in like absolute, like in fact, it's incredibly well researched. And all of these little fragments kind of talk to each other on these different themes of like basically feminism and queerness and art and their role in art. And it's so lush and so gorgeous and so and the writing's just beautiful. It's funny and furious often in the same kind of sentence, and it's just divine. I highly recommend
like quite a roller coaster.
It really sort of swept me up. I think at the beginning I was finding it quite hard to get into, I must admit, because I think it almost felt a little too kind of highbrow for me. Felt like I didn't have enough cultural context, so I kept like going to Wikipedia to like search who this person
was for a bit
more context. But once I like got over myself and like just let myself kind of embrace it as the novel it is, rather than trying to read it as like a historical, you know, fact.
Yeah,
was much easier to get into. And as soon as I like put my phone down and started like letting myself sink into it, I just like got swept up in this incredible story. It was awesome.
Is it quite like jarring to read compared to your, you know, typical start to end sort of book?
Yeah, it was. It's, I wouldn't say jarring because I think like you just get this like, you get this like really broad, like, what's the word, like a broad sweep of all of these stories. But yeah, it did take me a little while to get into the different, you know, you're not just like, it's not linear, it's not,
So it
is a bit of a mind shift, especially if you read quite traditional novels. But it was, yeah, it's so creative and so interesting. And yeah, it's like, yeah, it was amazing.
God, it sounds like nothing I've kind of ever read.
Yeah, it was nothing like I've ever read before. I really had to like work out what I enjoyed about it and like actually, because you can't just sort of say, oh, well, it was about this, because there's no real like one storyline.
Yeah, right.
It's, yeah, there's so much else going on. But if you like to, if you enjoy like poetry or if you enjoy kind of books because of their like beauty and their the writing, then this one's definitely for you. Yeah.
Now I know you like poetry and write a bit of poetry as well. Have you kind of taken some influence from it?
I think not so far, but I feel like it got me thinking about the different ways that we engage in like what art is and what and the purpose of writing and like and how like politics and history can influence the things that we're writing.
There was lots of that
in it, this cultural context of you know, World War One and the role of women in that and moving into the 20s and all of this this stuff around like women's liberation and all of that was like so rooted in this, book and in the writing that these people were doing. And it was so cool because the book felt kind of timeless, like even though it stopped, like it's historical fiction, it finishes in 1920 something, it still felt like it kind of definitely belonged here and now and the things that we're experiencing now. Like a conversation going on between those two times.
Wow,
yeah.
Crazy.
It was amazing.
What's the book called again?
It's called After Sappho.
After Sappho.
By Selby Wincourt Schwartz. It's amazing.
And if people would like to come grab this book at Scorpio Books, where can they find you?
They can find us at the BNZ Centre, accessible from all of the...
everywhere around there.
And there's heaps of new stuff in store at the moment, lots of big fiction heavy hitters. There's the new Cormac McCarthy and there's lots going on, lots of beautiful new lush cookbooks in store at the moment as well. Like
I did notice because I was in there a couple of days ago. I was like, oof,
beautiful stuff.
Nice cookbooks.
Yeah. Good summer inspiration. So lots going on at the bookshop.
Well, Ray, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No worries. Oh, can I tell you one more thing?
Yes, go ahead.
We're launching a book tomorrow, which I'm super excited about. It's another, along the same theme as cookbooks and kind of interiors and that kind of thing. It's called The After Hours Stylist, so you can very welcome to come along from 5:30. Yeah.
Well, enjoy the rest of your birthday. Are you working on your birthday today?
Of course. I love working on my birthday. It's good fun.
That's a spirit.
Yeah.